Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, church family. This is Nicole Giles, and my devotional today is titled, Elroy, the God Who Sees You. When Jesus saw her weeping, John 11:33a. Have you been in a season of struggle or found yourself wondering whether God really knows all you're facing today? Are you wrestling with the disconnect between what you know to be true of God and what you're experiencing in the here and now? Are you tempted to question whether He really knows, or to slip into thinking you are alone in your pain and sorrows? I know I struggle in all of these ways. This week has been a tough one. As we dwell on those thoughts, we are robbed of our peace and our hope in the goodness of God. The account of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead reveals to us His power to overcome death, but it also gives us a beautiful picture of God's attentive, watchful heart towards His children. He knew Lazarus would die, and He grieved along with Mary and Martha and their community. He was not aloof or detached. He was not uncaring or distant. He knew where Lazarus was laid, yet He asked, "Where have you laid him?" There's a beautiful parallel to this account in the story of Hagar in Genesis 16. Sarai grew impatient for God to keep His promise to grant Abram a son. So she decided to give her servant Hagar to Abram to bear a son through her. As the story unfolded, Hagar became pregnant and was mistreated by her mistress Sarai, who now felt threatened. So Hagar ran away. She felt totally alone. Until the angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" Chapter 16, verses 7 and 8. Since she isn't sure where she's going, she simply responds that she's running away from her mistress. He tells her to return and promises to bless her son, Ishmael, giving him descendants too numerous to count. Chapter 16, verses 9 and 10. Hearing this, she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." Genesis 16, verse 13. The same was true for Mary, and the same is true for us. He is still the God who sees us. He is still the one who knows our weaknesses and hears our cries. He knows our entire story from beginning to end, and His heart is tender toward us. Praise God, we can draw near to Him with confidence, finding mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 4:16. He sees you, He hears your cry, and He knows you by name. Wait for Him. Hope in Him. Thanks for listening today. I pray you have a great week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.